This is Jerry Carew, welcoming you to today's reading of Prevention Magazine. I'll be reading from the January 2019 issue of Prevention for Owl Radio, beginning with The Doctor Is In. 10 Random Rules for a Healthy 2019 by Lauren Stryker, MD. Dr. Stryker is an associate clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. She says, call these resolutions my 10 rules of 10. You might not get to all of them, but if you follow through on most, you'll see a nice wellness payoff. First, do 10 push-ups every day. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg can do it, you can too. No need to do them all at once, and it's fine to keep your knees on the floor. Substitute 10 squats if there's a reason you can't do push-ups. Regular strength resistance training has been linked to decreased risk of cardiovascular death. Second, the next 10 times you want a soda, have a glass of water instead. Research has shown that sugary drinks increase the risk of obesity as well as heart disease and diabetes. Plus, a 20-ounce soda contains 240-plus calories, and these cows don't give you a lasting feeling of fullness, so you won't eat any less. Third, in one day, verbally interact with 10 people you don't know. Multiple studies confirm it. More social interaction means a longer life. Cursing at the TV does not count. Chatting with your taxi driver does. Fourth, the next 10 times you go to a party, have sparkling water before your first glass of wine. If that means one fewer glass of wine, you'll save 110 calories times 10, which equals 1,100 calories. That was easy. 5. Ask 10 relatives for their versions of your family's medical history. Our understanding of our health history is often wrong. Maybe Grandma really didn't die of breast cancer. While you can't change your genetic makeup, knowing what health issues other family members faced may help you find ways to reduce your risk. 6. Eat on a dinner plate smaller than 10 inches. Dinner plate sizes have increased by 25% on average since 1950. It makes sense if you use a bigger plate, you'll likely pile more food on it. That adds up. If you eat even just 50 more calories a day, your increase in weight will be about 5 pounds a year. 7. Count to 10 slowly the next time you're about to yell at someone. The risk of a heart attack is 5 times greater in the 2 hours following an outburst of anger. 8. For 10 consecutive days, keep a food diary. Take pictures with your cell phone, use an app, or just write it down. Keep track of every single thing you put in your mouth. There's a good chance that by being mindful, you'll eat more healthfully. 9. Sign up for 10 yoga classes. Commit, and you're more likely to go. Consistently doing yoga may lead to better sleep, lower stress, less back pain, and so much more. 10. Schedule these 10 things. Mammogram. Gynecologist visit. Total body check from a dermatologist. Colonoscopy if over 50. Bone density scan. Dental checkup. Vaccinations, such as flu and shingles. Annual exam. Internist or family practitioner. A weekend getaway. A pedicure to prep for that weekend. Now, put your health, to the test. Each day we make dozens of decisions that affect our well-being, for better or worse. Want to know whether your core is strong? If you're eating too much sugar? How your relationship is faring? And more? Take this quiz to see how you're doing in the wellness game. Some of the sections of the quiz require pen and paper. Some require a timer of some kind. And others require a friend to help you. First, is your memory sharp? Memory is a vital sign of overall brain health, says P. Murali Duraswamy, a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Duke University School of Medicine. Similar to getting a baseline blood pressure test, it's good to know where our memory stands. Take this test when calm, being stressed or sleep deprived, can skew results. Here's the test. Ask a friend to write down 13 words. Nouns that are unrelated to one another are best. Have the person read the list to you slowly enough for it to take about 25 seconds. Immediately recall as many words as you can and tell them to your friend. Then repeat the same process, with the friend reading the list, the same words, twice more. Take a break and let yourself get distracted. For instance, check email or run a quick errand. After 20 minutes, meet up with your friend and see how many of the 13 words you can remember. Give yourself 1 point for each word. Here's how to check your score. If you remembered 11 or more, terrific. Bet you win at cards. If you remembered 9 to 10 of the words, good. 7 to 8 is average. 6 or under, below average. Socialize, prioritize sleep, and challenge your brain. For instance, learning salsa dancing requires you to remember steps and sequences. Also, keep your weight, blood pressure, and blood sugar in check. If your memory seems to get worse, talk to your doctor about it. Next quiz. Do you eat enough fruits and veggies? You know produce is rich in vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber, and that a diet high in it may help lower your risk of heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. But are you getting enough? Keep track of your intake this work week and see how the amount in your diet stacks up against recommended guidelines, which would be 5 to 9 servings per day of fruits and vegetables. Check off each fruit and vegetable serving you eat. You can put down squares for each day of the week, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. When you add up all of the checks, if you have 15 or less, you can do better. 16 to 22 servings of fruits and vegetables, not bad. 23 to 29, good. 30 or more, excellent work. Improve your score. 3 ways to sneak more produce into your diet, from nutritionist, chef, and Food Network host Ellie Krieger, RD. Number 1, spread ripe avocado on your toast instead of butter. Extra credit for throwing a tomato slice on top. 2, make sandwiches in pitas so you can stuff more veggies in there. Try cucumbers, radishes, or cabbage. 3, stir canned pumpkin puree into your oatmeal. Sprinkle with pumpkin pie spice. Next quiz, are you addicted to sugar? Eating sugary foods triggers the same chemical response as getting high on drugs. And if you make it a habit, your brain craves more, leading to weight gain and possibly type 2 diabetes. See if you're headed that way. Here's the quiz. You promise yourself just one bite of a nearby brownie, and you take one bite, maybe two. That was good. Finish the whole thing. Oops. Finish it and reach for another plus a cookie. Why stop now? How do you feel about it? Great. What's the big deal? Okay, but I'll try to eat a healthy dinner tonight. Embarrassed and guilty. Did anyone see me? Have you tried cutting back on sweets? Not in a big way. I don't eat that many. Yes, but it's tough. Yes, but it made me irritable, and I wanted to binge on more of them. You ate a big dinner. Dessert? No, thanks. Yes, but let's share. Yes, and now I'm stuffed and my stomach aches. I couldn't resist. Is your sugar intake contributing to weight or health problems? My weight is in a healthy range. I could stand to lose a few pounds. Yes, my blood sugar is on the high side, and I'm carrying extra weight. Now check your answers. If most of your answers were the first statement, you're sugar smart. You know that moderation is key. Just don't forget that most processed foods have hidden sugar. If most of your answers were the second or the B answer, sounds like a sweet tooth. An occasional dessert is fine, but keep this in mind. Women should eat no more than 6 teaspoons, 25 grams, of added sugar a day. Men should limit themselves to 9 teaspoons, or 38 grams. If most of your answers were the last one after each statement, you might need a break from sugar. Start monitoring every gram of sugar you eat. An app like MyFitnessPal can help. You'll probably be surprised by how much you're taking in. Then rather than go cold turkey, gradually reduce the amount of sugar you eat. For the next quiz, your answers will be often, sometimes, never for each question. So keep track of often, sometimes, never. How strong is your relationship? A tight bond is great for your overall health, but it takes effort to keep it that way and to make sure you both feel valued. When there's not enough appreciation, it's like an overdrawn bank account, says Sabitha Pillay Friedman, PhD and assistant professor at the Center for Human Sexuality Studies at Widener University. Skimp on gratitude, and stress and distance creep in. You and your partner can each take this quiz to check in on where you are. First, how often do you thank your partner for his or her role in keeping the household running? Often, sometimes, never. How often do you notice and appreciate a positive quality in your partner? Don't fudge. Be really honest here. Same choices, often, sometimes, never. How often do you thank your partner just for being there for you? How often do you say nice things about your partner when you're together and talking to other people? Check your score. 3 or more often answers from either of you? Your partnership could probably use a little more attention. And it's best if the attention goes both ways, so the gratitude and appreciation feel balanced. Improve your score. Seek out moments every day when you can show appreciation for each other. Comments like, "Thanks for making me coffee." "It's great that you remembered that gift." And it was so nice that you picked up my dry cleaning today. Add up. This simple strategy can change your relationship dynamic more quickly than you think. Philal Friedman says. Next, are you at a healthy weight? Body mass index, BMI, is often used to determine if someone is at a healthy weight, but because of the way it's calculated, it can put people who have lots of fit muscle into the overweight category. Research has found that waist circumference is a better indicator than BMI when it comes to weight-related health risks like diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. Here's the test. Wrap a tape measure around the middle of your waist at its narrowest part. The tape should be snug but not so tight that it compresses your skin. Exhale, then look at your number. Check your number. If it's less than half your height, great. You have a lower risk of obesity-related illnesses. If it's more than half your height, you're at an increased risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. It's time to adopt or step up those healthy eating and exercise habits. 60-second body tests. Are you drinking enough water? Gently pinch the skin on the back of your hand. If it takes more than a few seconds to snap back, you're likely dehydrated. Glug water, ASAP. Can you hold it? Use your muscles to stop your urine midstream. If attempting it takes more than two seconds, you may be prone to incontinence. Practice stopping and starting every time you go. Are you a risk taker? Which is longer, your index finger or your ring finger? If it's the latter, you may have been exposed to more testosterone in utero, which could make you more apt to take risks. How are your lungs? Try to blow out a candle about 16 inches from your face. If you can't, you may have undiagnosed asthma or other lung problems. See a doc. For the next quiz, you need a jump rope. Are you aerobically fit? A weak cardiovascular system is one of the strongest predictors of premature death. The antidote? Exercise. How long can you jump rope at a moderately fast pace before you're out of breath, just too out of breath to say a whole sentence? If you don't have a jump rope, jump as if you do, aiming for about 2 jumps per second. Check your time. Less than 2 minutes, not great. 2 to 5 minutes, just okay. More than 5 minutes before you're out of breath and can't say a whole sentence, that's a gold star, more than 5 minutes. Improve your time. A walking routine is a smart way to boost aerobic fitness. Try for 30 minutes a day at a pace that feels as if you're rushing somewhere. Work up to doing a mile in 20 minutes. When your routine feels too easy, try jumping rope as long as you can, adding 10 more seconds at each session. How strong is your core? Your core holds your body upright from your head to your feet. To test its fitness, see how long you can hold a plank with good form. Lie face down with your body propped on your forearms, elbows beneath your shoulders. Lift yourself off the floor so you're resting on your forearms and toes, staying in a straight line from ears to ankles. Now check your time. If you hold the pose less than 30 seconds, now you know what to work on. From 30 to 59 seconds, you've got decent strength, but regular core exercises will definitely help. If you can hold the pose for 60 or more seconds, you are solid. Keep it up. Improve your time. The test is the remedy. If you can't plank, do it against a wall first. Stand about 2 feet away from it, place your forearms against it, and keep your body in a straight line from head to toe. When you can hold it 3 times for 60 seconds, rest 30 seconds in between, then try it on the floor for 15 seconds and work up. How's your balance? You may think it's something you don't have to worry about for a while, but working on your balance now will make things like dancing and running much easier down the road. Stand with one foot right in front of the other, with the toes of the back foot against the heel of the front foot. Now walk in a straight line, continuing heel to toe. How many steps can you take without wobbling? Check your score. 4 or lower would mean you need work. 5 to 9 is average. 10 or more, excellent. Improve your score. Stand with one foot in front of the other in the heel-to-toe position. Raise your hands above your head, fingertips reaching to the ceiling. Hold this pose as long as you can. To make it harder, keep your right arm up. Drop the left to your side. Bend a little at the waist towards your left, and repeat on the other side. Now to a problem solved, Winter Blues by Richard Laliberte. 5% of Americans experience seasonal affective disorder, 4 times as common in women as in men. The condition gets more prevalent the farther north you go from the equator. The holiday sparkle makes some people view winter as the season of light, but for others it's a cold stretch of darkness, literally and metaphorically. Dreary weather, shorter days, and curtailed activities can make you feel lethargic, lonely, and melancholy. Sometimes these feelings stem from seasonal affective disorder, a type of depression triggered by lack of daylight. Reduced sunlight can lower production of the mood-balancing brain chemical serotonin and throw off natural circadian rhythms that guide the body's physiology, says Dawn LaFrance, psychology doctor, director of the Counseling Center at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Even if you don't have SAD, you may simply feel down periodically this time of year. But there are solutions for both kinds of blues. If you know what strategies to use, winter can feel fine, or at least better, LaFrance says. Prevent it. Get outside. A daily dose of sunshine helps synchronize your body clock and lifts mood. Outdoor light is 2 to 20 times brighter than most indoor light, says Seattle psychiatrist David Avery, MD, Professor Emeritus at the University of Washington. Spend 30 minutes a day outside or in front of a window. Engaging in outdoor activities like skiing and walking in a snowy park has bonus benefits too. Exercise is a mood booster and may help regulate circadian rhythms. Eat for your mood. A 2018 review found that consuming plenty of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and nuts, typical of the Mediterranean diet, and fewer inflammation-causing foods like processed meat, was linked to a lower risk of depression. These foods are rich in vitamin B12, which the body needs to make serotonin, critical for mood regulation. Boost your vitamin D intake by loading up on fish, milk, and yogurt, or taking a supplement. The sunshine vitamin may also play a role in serotonin activity. See friends. Socialize even if you don't feel like it. It'll reverse the spiral of isolation. When you're reluctant to go outside, it can affect social relationships, which contributes to isolation and low mood, LaFrance says. Schedule coffee meetings or dinners with friends to keep your social circle strong and give you something to look forward to. Treat it. Shine a light. Sitting in front of a light box that mimics outdoor light has been found to improve blue feelings in people with various forms of depression in just a week or two. A box that emits 10,000 lux is best. Use it for 30 minutes each morning. Follow the unit's directions to make sure your eyes are an appropriate distance from the light, says Dr. Avery. Sleep on a schedule. Consistent sleep is crucial. Go to bed and get up at the same time each day, 7 days a week. Sleeping in on the weekend makes it harder for your body clock to stay synchronized, worsening fatigue and mood. Try to stick to the sleep schedule you follow during those times of year when your mood seems brighter. Shift your outlook. Focus on winter's upsides, like sipping hot cocoa by the fire. A therapist who specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy can help move your mindset from negative to positive. Instead of, "I'm miserable in winter," think, "I've struggled with winter in the past, but don't have to now," LaFrance says. If these tactics don't help, consider asking a doctor about trying an antidepressant. Now in the Pulse section, ovarian cancer news. It's notoriously difficult to detect early, so knowing the risks is crucial for women. Two recent studies bring more info to the table. A daily low-dose baby aspirin was associated with a 23% lower risk of ovarian cancer compared with no aspirin, found one study published in JAMA Oncology. Also, frequent use of NSAIDs such as ibuprofen, at least 10 a week, was associated with a 19% increased risk. The aspirin findings support data from another review of 13 studies, though researchers say that the link for both findings is unclear, and more research is needed. In the meantime, monitor your use of NSAIDs. Taking these drugs chronically has been shown to increase risk of ulcers, kidney failure, and stroke, and may worsen heart issues and hypertension. New types of combined oral contraceptives, which contain lower doses of the hormones estrogen and newer progesterones, may be associated with a reduced risk of ovarian cancer, according to a study published in the BMJ and funded by Novo Nordisk. If you're on the pill, talk to your doctor about what formulation might be best for you. A yum way to fight bad breath. Next time your mouth is a little stinky, skip the mint and reach for some ginger. German researchers discovered that a specific compound in fresh ginger called 6-gingerol stimulates an enzyme in saliva that breaks down malodorous substances that cause smelly breath. The same compound also reduced the lingering aftertaste of certain foods. Goodbye, coffee breath. These findings could lead to new products, says the research team. But for now, consider gingery foods when you plan to be face-to-face. For a flat belly snack, try herbed buttered popcorn. Air pop 1/2 cup of popcorn kernels, and then in a small saucepan, melt 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter. Stir in 3 tablespoons hemp seeds, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh herbs, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Drizzle the butter mixture over the popcorn, tossing to coat, and then toss with 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast flakes. Nutritional yeast is a non-dairy flavoring cultured from sugarcane or beet molasses that tastes like Parmesan cheese and is rich in B vitamins and protein. This has been Jerry Carew reading Prevention Magazine, January 2019, wishing you a very good weekend. Goodbye.